Welcome to the News Hour. With crisscrossing rallies, campaign cash hauls, and social media jabs, the 2024 presidential hopefuls made their cases to the American public today. For Vice President Harris, it was a chance to familiarize voters with her newly minted running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Meantime, former President Donald Trump and Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance sharpened their attacks against their opponents.
In battleground Wisconsin, Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Walz hit the ground running on their first full day together on the Democratic ticket.
Can we hear it for Tim Walz?
One goal, help Americans get to know Walz.
To the people of southern Minnesota for 12 years, he was a congressman. To his former high school students, he was Mr. Walz. And to his former high school football players, he was coach.
The other, keep up the attack on their Republican opponents.
Again and again and again, this guy weakens our country to strengthen his own hands. He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division amongst the people. And that's to say nothing of the job he did as president.
That followed Walz's debut as Harris's running mate last night in Philadelphia.
So, Pennsylvania, I'm here today because I found such a leader.
Where a raucous crowd of more than 14,000, according to the Harris campaign, showed the newfound excitement behind this ticket. The Harris headquarters Truth Social account posted this photo of the event juxtaposed with an image of a Trump rally held in the same arena in June. Enthusiasm also came in the form of cash. The campaign said today it raised a whopping $36 million in the first 24 hours after Walz joined the ticket. The events in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin are part of their whirlwind tour of several key battleground states over the next few days. Former President Trump, meanwhile, was on the offensive in a phone interview on Fox, portraying Harris and Walz as left-wing extremists.
Nobody knew how radical left she was, but he's a smarter version of her, if you want to know the truth. He's probably about the same as Bernie Sanders. He's probably more so than Bernie Sanders. She is more so than Bernie Sanders. This is a ticket that would want this country to go communist immediately, if not sooner.
Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, began his own battleground blitz. At a police station in Michigan, he made the case for why a Harris-Walz administration would be bad for crime.
We saw that, of course, in 2020 with the summer riots with our new vice presidential nominee on the Democratic side. As he was promoting rioters and looters burning down the city of Minneapolis, Kamala Harris was helping to bail the rioters and looters out of jail.
He was referring to protests following the police killing of George Floyd, some of which turned violent. As Minnesota's governor, Walz called in the National Guard after several days. Some say he was slow to respond. By the afternoon, Vance was on to another campaign stop in Wisconsin, landing as Team Harris was about to depart and walking right up to the vice president's plane, Air Force Two.
I just wanted to check out my future plane.
On the stump, Vance responded to the attack line coined by Walz that he and former President Trump are weird.
I think that the weird argument honestly came from a bunch of 24-year-old social media interns who were bullied in school, and they decided they're going to project that onto the entire Trump campaign.
As for Team Harris, a stop in Michigan tonight, then on to Arizona and Nevada later this week.